Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. As Republican lawmakers attempt to curb inflation and overspending by the federal government with demanding cuts in spending in order to raise the debt ceiling again, President Biden continues to negotiate from the lectern. Yesterday in Washington, D.C.
Same old trickle down dressed up in MAGA clothing. Only worse. Because this time, they're saying if they get their way, they will let the... If they don't get their way, if Biden doesn't agree with them and agree to all the cuts, they're going to let the country default on its debt.
When it comes to local election officials, many of them are calling it quits.
Citing more threats than they've felt in recent years, 1 in 10 local election officials say they will probably quit before the 2024 election. Research from the Brennan Center found that the current turnover rate is equivalent to 1 to 2 local election officials leaving office every day since the 2020 election. More than half of election workers say they are somewhat or very worried that harassment and threats will hurt recruitment and retention. I'm John Schaefer.
The unnamed ISIS leader responsible for planning the 2021 attack at the Kabul airport that took the lives of 13 U.S. service members has been killed by the Taliban. Pentagon Press Secretary Brigadier General Patrick Ryder said the Defense Department could confirm that the suspect was killed by the Taliban in Afghanistan in early April, adding that the United States was not involved in the successful operation. The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has grounded SpaceX's Starship prototypes as it completes a mishap investigation into last week's dramatic test flight that was self-destructed by ground controllers roughly 4 minutes into the inaugural test flight. What we don't know is how long the probe will delay the Starship program. The FAA complained the public safety was jeopardized by the failed test launch. USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
President Biden announced his re-election bid yesterday.
The president addressed trade union members in Washington, D.C. yesterday after he announced he'd be running for a second term.
Our economic plan is working. We now have to finish the job, but there's more to do.
He claimed he's proud to be the most pro-union president in American history and also champions job creation.
We've created more than 12 million new jobs, more jobs in 2 years than any president created in a four-year term.
The president also took a shot at former President Trump, claiming Infrastructure Week under Trump became a punchline while Biden signed the sweeping bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Skip Kelly.
According to a new NBC News poll, 70% of Americans do not want Biden to run for a second term. That's compared to only 26% who do. Among those who don't want the 80-year-old president to pursue a second term, 69% cite age as a reason why, with 48% calling it a major reason. The NBC poll also went on to say 41% of Americans plan to vote for Biden in 2024, compared to 47% who say they just want a Republican in the White House. The Suns basketball team are heading to the Western Conference semifinals for the third straight year. Devin Booker scored 47 points and 10 assists as the Suns beat the Clippers 136-130 in Game 5 of their opening round series in Phoenix. Booker after the game.
You know, just competing at the highest level, iron sharp as iron, and, you know, the work that you guys don't see.
Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop here.
Well, the political spinners are are spinning their heads off because Joe Biden made it official. Yes, he is going to run for 2024. And as he's doing that, Democrats continue to run away from their party. Rick Manning is with us right now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Mr. Rick, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, you know, just watching the circus. You know, that's all you can do, because otherwise, you know, our heads explode because of the craziness and the danger that this administration continues to put on the American people, Rick.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I would encourage everybody to listen to the video that Joe Biden put out, at least the first minute and a half before he says, that's why I'm running for president of the United States. You can turn it off there. But after that, you just, you know, basically there's, you know, lunch bucket Joe junk. But the language that he uses in the first minute and a half, you take out the one attack on MAGA Republicans, extremist MAGA Republicans. Mm. Donald Trump could have delivered that speech.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have delivered that speech, because all of the words, on the conservative side, we impute things when you talk about freedom, you talk about our country and, you know, with kind of flag waving music behind it. We impute different values to those words than the left does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they talk about the defending rights, they aren't talking about first, second, third, you know, first and second amendment rights.
Well, no, throughout
they're
the Constitution.
They're talking about imputed rights.
Yeah.
They're talking about rights of, you know, and so when they talk about rights, they talk about gay marriage, they're talking about abortion, they're talking about whatever they're trying to do with transgenders and impose them on the rest of the world, and particularly on our children. That's when they talk about rights. That's what they're talking about. But you have to take the picture out. With the picture, you realize that. But without the picture, you don't. You basically hear a speech that over the radio, people would say is a real unifying speech.
Mm-hmm.
When you read it, you'll say it's a unifying speech. You know, they never once does he say anything when he's talking about rights about the right to dissent, although he clearly believes in the right to dissent, because just last couple of days he had people who were, let's say, rioting at a Tennessee State Capitol in protest over the decisions being made in the Tennessee State Capitol Yeah, the rioters. He had the leaders of the rioters actually at the White House, mm-hmm. holding them up as heroes. So apparently, you know, dissent is fine, and you can take over state houses, you can take over capitals, you can do whatever you want, as long as it's on the for the right cause.
I want to hone in on what you're talking about in terms of rights, because what we're talking about, the difference between a capital R right, that which is a God-given right, it's natural unto man, inalienable, versus a small R right that the Democratic Party has word saladed in such a way, in collusion with the mainstream media, not to hold them accountable, and we the people have allowed ourselves to be dumbed down. We've been low-information voters, so we're guilty in participating in this cabal, and this is what allows people like Joe Biden. Joe Biden, I mean, most people would agree that his mental capacity is dwindling, but yet we listen to him like he has something of value to offer us, and in 2 years, he has injured and decimated the middle class, this country, our Constitution. Just go right on down the line, because you have to think about, for just a moment, engage a little bit of critical thinking and process here that might take you a little bit more than 2 seconds, all right? And that is to ask, when he lays this stuff out, what is the logical, predictable end to his statement? Like, for example, you know, the kids don't belong to your parents anymore. They belong to all of us. Wow. I mean, think about that. That is huge.
Well, but just remember, Hillary told us 15, 20 years ago that it takes
right.
a village.
Right.
So now the village, it's no longer the village is helping out, and then you know, your neighbor down the street sees your kid, you know, going, doing something. They kind of let the parent know, hey, your kid's getting a lot of control, and serving as a safety net around the kid, trying to make sure there's adult eyes on the situation and knowledge of what's going on. Now it's the parent and the neighbor down the street says, you know, I don't really think you have I'm now going to put your kid into a program to make them a transgender because, after all, it takes a village to raise a kid. And from what I can see, your kid is being misgendered.
Right.
And so,
if it takes a village, it takes an industry. If it takes an
right.
industry, then it takes we the people, the government, and people's taxes to support said industry. That's the way this works. And the Democrats have done this time and time again. Not the Republicans primarily, but almost exclusively the Democrats. And you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but when I look back on history, this is their battle plan time and again. They've attacked the family. They have attacked fatherhood. They are part and parcel of taking us down this global one world government, again, abandoning our natural liberties, the things that we inherently believe in. And somehow, because the mainstream media is missing and they're lying to us, and I believe at some point, Rick, they've got to be held accountable, all of them. Social media, mainstream media, they've lied to us, whether it has to do with COVID, whether it has to do with our government, whether it has to do with Joe Biden. They're not doing their job, and because they are not doing their job, it leaves us vulnerable, and we are at the edge of the precipice like never before. I know we've said this before. We said, well, we're getting ready to go. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it's just a real simple tipping point, like cows out in the prairie. You know, let's just go and instead of tipping cows, we'll just tip Americans.
I think I can't dispute what you're saying. I was going to say something that truthfully, at some level, when I look at it, when they say it takes a village, I think I kind of add a word. I think they think it takes a village idiot. Because, you know, effectively we're turning our children over and their upbringing over people who apparently are idiots.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, you know, the sanctuary places where you used to send your kids, you know, send your kids, the libraries, mm-hmm. your schools and the like are no longer sanctuaries because the people who've taken them over have suspended any touchstone with reality. And as a result, you know, you send your kid to the library, and next thing you know, they're being subjected to drag queen story hour and stuff
exactly.
like that. And it's so all in all, we have to tell the village, thanks, but no thanks. I'm raising my own darn kid. And
yeah,
oh, by
exactly.
the way, a father is more important than a neighbor.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah, the village they're talking about is the recent UN declaration that wants to make sex with kids legal. That's their kind of village. That's what they're talking about. We've got to go to break. More from Rick Manning after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. In Kosovo and the surrounding regions, many are still working to recover after their lives and livelihoods were impacted by COVID-19. Unfortunately, this means that Christians who are looking to spread the gospel have had a hard time trying to get out and share the good news. Despite the potential hardships that people in the region might be dealing with, the urgency to spread the gospel is still there. One of the Tide Ministry partners on the ground has been fighting against a troubled economy and spiritual decay, yet still managed to raise the funds for a new church building, an answer to a 15-year-old prayer. We are keeping our partners like this in our prayers and redoubling our resolve to continue spreading the gospel. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
It's after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us. It's the season. We've got 2024 just around the corner. Yes, I know. We were just catching our breath after 2022, but here we are. And the spinmeisters are off and rolling. Joe Biden rewriting history, you know, as Rick was saying earlier, no doubt about it. I mean, you hear Joe Biden talk, and except for a couple words, you think, what did he do? Did he well, you know, not that he's ever plagiarized before, so we can't ever think that he ever plagiarized his speech, but he could have easily taken it off of one of the campaign speeches of Donald Trump, no doubt. Anyway, and then if that's not enough, then you got Dr. Fauci rewriting history, the highest paid public official, and he is acting like, hey, whoa, it's not my fault. I didn't do it. All I did was I aligned myself with the recommendation of the CDC. Of course, he doesn't talk about how he forced these scientists and these researchers to deliver a paper with a conclusion that he had dictated because he was handing out billions of dollars, right? And in order to justify in the back door, you know, without really coming out and saying, yes, I'm for gain of function. I mean, you had to kind of squeeze it out of him and find out this guy's diabolical. And here he is. He's going to retire. We, the people, are going to continue to pay he and his wife a lot of money in his retirement. But he just cannot get out of the way. And, of course, the mainstream media continues to give him cover. And as far as I'm concerned, Rick, they're complicit with the millions of people around the world that died because Dr. Fauci, after all the experience, I mean, all we had to do was go back. As I said, if we look back in what he did with AIDS, how he failed in AIDS, how he failed in decades of research and doing all this stuff, how he lied to the American people. And meanwhile, he weaseled his way into, you know, in a position to think that America cannot live without Dr. Fauci. And look at the price we paid, and the mainstream media just sat there and oogled and went along.
They created Fauci. Let's just be clear. Fauci was a, you know, nobody knew who Fauci was apart from apparently Sally Quinn and some other people in Washington, D.C. who hold dinner parties. Who Fauci was a regular at those kind of dinner parties. He made it as a character into one of Sally Quinn's books about Washington, D.C. So he was hanging with the right crowd. And, you know, being the highest paid federal bureaucrat or federal employee, he had the money to hang with the right crowd. Mm-hmm. So he was hanging with the right crowd. And that, since he was playing around with the Washington Post and all those people, he was immediately elevated as being the expert of all experts. And now he wants to tell us that, you know, well, I never said to do this. What I said,
it's not my fault.
It's not my fault. You know, don't blame me.
Right.
Well, you know what? This is the same guy who. At least Rand Paul strongly believes that he deliberately lied to him on a number of occasions in testifying before Congress. Mm-hmm. But he always was, he'd always leave a small little wiggle word that would say, oh, well, you know, this is where we're at, but maybe just a little bit of enough a doubt word that you could sit there and say, oh, he didn't. Well, assert that 100%.
Yeah, because CNN would jump all over that and give him cover. And the deal is, you see, this is the coin of the realm of the Beltway, Rick, and you know this better than anybody. Plausible deniability. Hillary Clinton used it time and again. The CIA has lived off of it, as one expert said, a former CIA official said, you know, it's in our doctrine. I mean, you talk about doctrine running deep, Dianne Feinstein. The doctrine of plausible deniability is throughout the nature and the infrastructure of the CIA, and the Beltway has captured it. And so they all get away with this stuff, and that's why when you hold these endless hearings and you say, the guy lied. The guy, what happened? What's the consequence? Well, if it's a Democrat, nothing. If it's a Republican, whew, man, you're going to have a political colostomy. In such a way that you could never imagine.
No, that's very true. It's a, I mean, I always hate to have like end up having negative implications in our conversations because I think there's a need for hope. But and I think there's no lesson that you can learn from all this other than people who are the Faucis of the world advance based upon telling people what they want to hear, and then ingratiating themselves, and then kind of controlling enough dollars that the people who are the patent holders and people who are trying to build something, actually create something, are dependent upon them. Mm-hmm. Just creating a network of dependence where they put themselves in a position of being the key nexus point for all the decisions of picking winners and losers. And
right.
I'll say my positive part about Fauci. What Anthony Fauci did is solved a problem that I've had for a long, long time. It's hard to fight against a nameless, faceless bureaucrat mm-hmm. and say they have too much power. Anthony Fauci put a face to that nameless, faceless bureaucrat who has too much power, is willing to use it, and really doesn't care what happens mm-hmm. to you and me.
And he's only one of many faces, to your point, and many of those faces are hidden. They're in that permanent bureaucratic class. And, Rick, we've got to hammer this out because it's like, look, before you deal with a problem, you got to admit there's a problem. And we've got 50%, round numbers, of the country.
Yep.
They believe just the opposite. They think all honor and glory for Dr. Fauci. And we're going, hey, look, like a coach of a football team. How many Super Bowls did he won? Man, he never even gets close. He can't even sniff a Super Bowl. He's lucky to even get a ticket to get inside the building. But you want to continue to hold him up as something of some significance when there's no proven record. Well, the proven record is one of death and destruction, not anything where you can come around and say, wow, Dr. Fauci, you deserve the, you know, Pulitzer Peace Prize, Nobel Prize. You saved the world, time and again. I look back over the breadth of the history of your life and what you've contributed to public service. My God, we were so blessed as a country to have you journey with us in this time and space. I cannot say that.
Yeah, well, you just did. I'm sure somebody will cut it up and say, look what Bill Martinez said. It'll be good.
Yeah, right.
I think I'll do that for you. The fact of the matter is he had a PR team around him that pushed him. But your bigger point that there are a lot of Dr. Anthony Fauci's out there that are manipulating stuff and are some, basically becoming very wealthy doing it. We have a responsibility to take a hard look at the entire administrative state, from Christopher Wray to Dr. Fauci, who we don't know yet, in the healthcare world, to the people who are doing border stuff, to the people who are running our labor policy. Mm-hmm. We have to take a microscope to these people, and the ones who are imposing their own personal beliefs and not just doing what the law says, the ones who are obstructing finding out, getting to, policymakers and be able to figure out what the right policies are as opposed to what those individuals are pushing for their own personal advantage. We have to find those people and we have to rip them out of the system. And that is going to be hard because those are the people who have all the contacts with the Washington Post, mm-hmm. and we will be accused of destroying the intellectual framework that runs our government. Mm-hmm. But if we don't, the real people who are supposed to run our government, the voters,
exactly,
will never have power again.
You had said something. We only got 30 seconds left, so we're going to lay this out here real quick. The way COVID was handled would have been different had it not been for Obamacare.
Yep. 100%, and here's simply why. Obamacare made it so it's a health insurance-based health system. Federal government controlled the insurance repayments, and as a result, doctors and hospitals across the nation had to follow what the federal government dictated, what it actually dictated, or else not be reimbursed. And as a result, many lost their careers for actually trying
to... Stop for Scots here. You ever want to grow new grass faster? Kind of like when you press the 2x playback button on your podcast so you can speed through episodes. Except it's Scott's turf with the rapid grass. You're speeding your way from a thin and damaged lawn to a thicker, stronger one in just weeks. Bit too fast, maybe slow it down.
Okay.
myths. Just go back to normal speed.
Get a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Rapid Grass today. It grows grass two times faster than seed alone when applied at the new lawn rate, subject to proper care.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. As Republican lawmakers attempt to curb inflation and overspending by the federal government with demanding cuts in spending in order to raise the debt ceiling again, President Biden continues to negotiate from the lectern.
Same old trickle down dressed up in MAGA clothing, only worse, because this time they're saying if they get their way, they will let the, if they don't get their way, if Biden doesn't agree with them and agree to all the cuts, they're going to let the country default on its debt.
The Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, has grounded SpaceX's Starship prototypes as it completes a mishap investigation into last week's dramatic test flight that was self-destructed by ground controllers roughly 4 minutes into the inaugural test flight. What we don't know is how long the probe will delay the Starship program. The FAA complained the public safety was jeopardized by the failed test launch. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
With the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride. I hope you're having fun. It's time for Bill Pasco. If you haven't had enough fun at all, you're not all dressed up like in your clown outfit or anything like that, are you?
I'm always dressed in a clown outfit when I go downtown D.C.
Just so you can blend in, right?
it's part of the decor.
Yeah, exactly. I love this. Well, Bill Pasco's here with an attitude and a sense of humor, which we need. Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund political director, TPP's man in Washington. Hey, before we get into the heavy stuff, real quick, just because it was happening, and you may have been as shocked as we were about the Tucker Carlson exit out of Fox.
Shocked is the right word. I saw Tucker Friday night at the Heritage Foundation's 50th anniversary gala dinner. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there, obviously the decision hadn't been taken Friday night. There was no indication anything was up. It was a great shock. It was a great shock yesterday when we heard up.
They may have made the decision, but they just didn't let Tucker in on it because, you know, he was going to a party, but because they said Friday was his last show. I mean, they didn't even give him a chance to, you know, come on the air and say goodbye. It was just they pulled the plug on him.
Well, look, here's what I think. I think Tucker Carlson has an audience wherever he wants to take it. He's going to have an audience. I think Fox News has built a behemoth. If you look back at the ratings over the last so many years, you see the 8 o'clock time slot. It's not Megyn Kelly. It's not Bill O'Reilly. It's not Tucker Carlson. It's being in the 8 o'clock time slot on Fox News is. That's big time. What I found really interesting in doing some reading today was I found out that over the last year, Tucker did not have the biggest audience on Fox News. You know who did? It was The Five.
Right.
The five.
I was surprised by that. But they definitely had some highlights. I mean, between the five and also Gutfeld at night. They've got some great product there. But nonetheless, I think Tucker did bring a sense of, I think, balance, because the five can be a little hyperbolic and certainly Hannity. And so you got him in the middle there. And I think it's unfortunate because I saw that he was doing well. He did more journalism, I think, than the others did. And I don't know. I just appreciated his intellect and what he brought to the table, you know, for the viewers. And that's why his viewers will follow him wherever he ends up. And we'll see what happens. I kind of teased when it happened because you had both him and Don Limon exiting. And I thought, well, maybe they'll just switch places just for fun. And Tucker could save CNN, right?
He certainly could. I mean, that's the thing. He's been at MSNBC. He was at CNN. You remember?
He did a
stint as the right side host on Crossfire.
Yes.
For several years. He had that great that great controversial episode with Jon Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been there. Who knows where he's going to end up? But wherever he ends up, I'm sure he's going to take a large part of his audience with him.
You see, my belief was that he just gained too much influence. I mean, here he is. He's the only one that's given 44,000 hours of Jan 6 footage. He was, his following was steady. It was consistent, 3 million plus. That's a lot of people, you know, 10 times more than CNN. And then I think that certainly, I don't know, maybe he was a sacrificial lamb a bit because of, you know, the Dominion deal. We won't know. Because he wasn't, I don't think that Tucker was quite as emphatic about Dominion as, let's say, Hannity or some of the others.
Yeah, I think this is going to spool out over the next several days. I think it's going to be very interesting to read the backstory here. How do you take your top earning host? I mean, let's keep in mind, this is a business after all, and the business is to assemble an audience that you can then advertise to. So on the one hand, now from a business point of view, on the one hand, it's true, he's got a huge audience. On the other hand, because of the advertiser boycotts, maybe the executives, maybe the suits at the top of Fox News decided that even though he was great at assembling an audience, they couldn't sell that audience to advertisers. And so it does no good business-wise if you've got the biggest audience in the world, but no advertiser wants to pay you to put their ad in front of those eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's something going on there that we're not aware of.
Yeah, certainly that could be part of, part of it. No doubt anybody that speaks conservative, Bill, we've taken so many hits in the last 2 years, from liberal advertisers. It's not even funny. But we just keep rolling along, and we keep fighting for those things that we know that are right and true, and I would say righteous and consistent with our, the Bill of Rights and, that constitutional thing that we believe in, you and I. So I don't know.
Constitutional thing. Yeah.
You know, so anyway, hey, let's talk about the economy. Joe Biden, you know, hey, he made it official. He's in for 2024.
When you've brought the country the worst inflation in 40 years, why wouldn't you want four more years?
Yeah, it's all up from here, right?
That's a great slogan. It can only get better. Biden 2024, it can only get better.
That's
a wonderful way of looking at things.
Hey, that's our T-shirt. We're going to copyright that. We're going to sell T-shirts, you and I.
I want 10%. It really is very odd that NBC News comes out with this brand new poll. They're just in the field, and they say 70% of the country doesn't want the guy to run for reelection.
Right.
And they decide, okay, let's pull the plug. Let's pull the trigger on this baby.
Mm,
we're going to rock and roll.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, he's had a hard time with math anyway. I mean, this is the same guy that told you that he graduated at the top of his law school, right? Of his class.
Oh, you're throwing me the softball. I know the answer to this question.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, no, but what happened?
76 out of 85, that's where he was. 76 out of 85.
You see, he thought he was at the top, but somebody came in and had to straighten out the placard because he had it upside down. That's what happened.
Look, you've got the debacle in Afghanistan that sends a signal of weakness to the autocrats around the world. Russia goes into Ukraine. China plans to go into Taiwan. North Korea starts sending more missiles over Japan and over South Korea. Goodness gracious, who knows what's going on in Iran and their funding of terrorism.
Right.
This all stems from one of the worst foreign policy debacles that we've ever had. And the thing about foreign policy is you can't blame that on anyone but the president and his executive branch administration. Congress isn't involved in foreign policy. The Supreme Court has nothing to do with foreign policy. Afghanistan is all over Biden. He's got his fingerprints all over that. He takes the blame for that. And the problem is it's not just the one thing. It's not just 13 American soldiers dead. It's not just a debacle at the airport and it's not just leaving behind tens of billions of dollars worth of American equipment. We've now got Afghanistan is once again a staging ground for international terrorism.
Exactly. Yeah, we're back where we started.
How did that happen?
Yeah, 20 years later.
That
well, it takes special leadership in order to do that. A leadership that says that he doesn't make his decision based on the data from the generals. He uses his gut. I mean, you know what may happen is that when he leaves, we're going to have to somehow save his gut, put it in formaldehyde, and it will be the compass of future, you know, national international security, you know, indicators. We'll have it in a jar, and people go, well, what does Joe Biden's gut say? Go to war! Fire the bombs! Hit the button!
You know, thinking of a gut in formaldehyde, I'm reminded of the old Phil Graham line, the senator from Texas who ran for president back in the mid-90s. He said, people say I hate liberals. That's not true at all. I have the heart of a liberal. I keep it in a glass jar on my desk.
You got it. He's the Tea Party Patriot Citizens Fund political director, TPP's man in Washington, the one and only Bill Pascoe. Thank you, Bill. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Seems like the whistleblowers are coming out, huh? 'Tis the season. I don't know what it is. It must be springtime. You know, just reminds me of the, what was it, the producer's song, you know, Springtime in Germany, you know, with all the Hitler dancers and everything like that. It seems like this is what's going on. It's springtime in the Beltway, and then we got the whistleblowers, you know, dancing on stage, getting ready to blow the whistle on all things that have to do with the Beltway and the corruption there. The latest is the government is the middleman in child migrant trafficking operations. Chris Chmielewski, he is the Numbers USA Vice President. He joins us now. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me back on.
So, have you heard about this, you know, this whistleblower about, you know, accusing the government in terms of, I mean, you know, this is something you and I have talked about. I mean, this isn't a big brainer. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that takes a while, you know, until, you know, the mainstream media or somebody else picks up on it. You and I are wearing tinfoil hats. But, you know, what do we know? We're just reporting what we see on the ground, and we see what's happening, that you have all these migrants that are being, you know, cast into human trafficking. And now you've got the whistleblower telling the House that the U.S. government has become the middleman in this multi-billion-dollar migrant child trafficking operation. And this comes the day after we hear that the United Nations is pushing an international law to say that it's okay to have sex with kids.
Yeah, we've been actually hearing about this now for a couple of months, and and it's gotten some decent coverage from the New York Times. You know, essentially what's happening is unaccompanied alien children cross the border illegally. They get turned over by Department of Homeland Security over to Health and Human Services, who then turns the individual over to an NGO, a non-governmental organization, who then is in charge of resettling them. And you know, they end up turning them over to unscrupulous employers who then abuse these workers and are violating all sorts of child labor laws. And everybody seems to be pointing the finger. DHS says, well, we turn it over to HHS, so it's HHS's problem. HHS says, no, we're just resettling the kids. It's the Department of Labor who needs to be enforcing child labor violations. And then Department of Labor is like, wait a minute, we're not involved in this process at all. Why are you pointing fingers at us? So it's been going on for a long time. It's quite an issue, and it's just absolutely amazing. I think one of the columnists in National Review wrote the other day, it's the biggest, one of the biggest scandals that's happened in recent U.S. history that's just completely being ignored by the media.
Yeah, a big scandal that the media is ignoring and that's not getting noticed. And here you and I are talking about this. Mayorkas,
right,
in one of his recent hearings, he didn't even know what the wrists, the bracelets on each of the people coming across the border, what they represented. And there is a color coding. There's a bracelet coding on these migrants who come in. That immediately tells you that they owe their allegiance to the cartels, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And that's who, and the NGOs, you know, for whatever reason, unfortunately, the NGOs, they're in the business they're in the volume business. The more individuals that they resettle across the country, the more money they get from the federal government to provide that service. So they don't really, you know, they're less concerned about the welfare of the people that they, once they're out of their hands. So that's the big issue here. And you're talking about those wristbands. Yeah, these employers that are coming in to sponsor these unaccompanied alien minors that are crossing the border illegally, they're in cahoots with the drug cartels. So
yeah,
they're there to collect their indentured servant who's here to pay off their debt.
Exactly, to make sure that their family isn't attacked and other children from that family are not taken away as well, correct? I mean, this thing is so it's evil. That's what this is. This is just absolutely evil. And the fact that America is participating in said evil, I don't know about you, Chris, but it's just getting to the point where my head's about ready to explode, because this is a poor reflection on us. It's no wonder that America continues to lose its moral agency and standing around the world, because we're awful people participating in this, are we not?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, you hate to say it that way, but that's kind of truly the case here. You know, we're willing participants in what's happening, and like I said, you know, you just hope that well, first I hope that it stops and that our government actually does something about it, but I'm not overly optimistic that that's going to happen. So you just wonder if this is going to get stirred up as a campaign issue.
There's so much money. There's so much money involved in this. The politicians, sadly, those that are involved in and turning ahead and going along with this, to varying levels. I mean, it runs the spectrum. You've got, you know, politicians who, you know, just can't wait until it's legal to have sex with children. Sorry to say. And of course, this is, you know, this idea is even furthered when you have the President of the United States claiming yesterday, that, you know, the children no longer belong to the parents. They belong to the country. I mean, they're wards of the state, so to speak. Are you kidding me? This is how debased this has become and how evil it's become. But if we don't call it out, Chris, it's going to continue. And I say politicians because, in a general sense, and I know it's a broad brush, and, you know, so wait, that's not me. Well, but what are you doing to call it out? What you know, this stuff is happening at the Beltway. You know, I mean, there are files on everybody. I mean, J. Edgar Hoover, you know, he set up the infrastructure to have files on everybody's, you know, proclivities and deficiencies and evil behaviors and that sort of thing to hold them against. This is all, you know, political weaponization and optel and, op intelligence that they can have on a fellow, you know, a fellow legislator to get them to do what they want them to do. We know that this is happening, but they're not saying anything. They're just going along because they're keeping their head down, just saying, well, okay, well, I'm not the target, so, you know, I can, you know, just lay low, and, you know, if they get caught, they get caught. But meanwhile, this has been going on for decades.
Yeah, it really has. And, you know, this is why House Republicans are starting to work on legislation to try to end some of this stuff, because, you know, as you and I have discussed before, the Biden administration's goal right now is pretty much just to bring in as many people as possible. You know, you heard a little bit of compassion about what's happening to these people from the House Democrats during a hearing last week. in the House Judiciary Committee. One of the Democratic congresswomen had mentioned, yeah, these people that are coming, they're not asylees. We'll give you that. But it's because we don't allow enough people in through our legal channels. So, you know, they're just using it as a push. The end game here is that they want pretty much unlimited immigration, and they're willing to threaten the safety and security of not just American citizens, but the individuals who are actually making the venture up here to the United States in order to get their end goal, which is just allowing in as many people as possible.
You know, who's to say that, you know, a million people through legal channels is not enough?
Yeah.
And not to mention, through legal channels, they come in, they're not an encumbrance by law upon the taxpaying American citizen. They have to come in, they've got to be sponsored, supported, and they get a shot at it legally. They don't have to be in the shadows. They don't have to be beholden to some, you know, street mafia cartel group. They get to live, you know, at least have a shot at life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness legally.
Right.
Now we bring them in like this. We dump them. We bring them in. We leave the gate open. We bring them in, and then they got to live in the shadows, beholden to cartels and to their local neighborhood thugs that become their daddies.
Right.
This is bizarre.
Yep. It is. But, you know, not seeing a whole lot of change coming anytime soon. And in fact, most of the proposals by the Biden administration is just simply going to make it worse. And that's why, like I said, we've got one bill that's through the House Judiciary Committee on the House side. The GOP is working on. They're working on legislation also this week in the Homeland Security Committee that will deal with additional border barrier money and more border patrol agents and requirements to actually enforce the law down there. But my guess is that while it may pass through the House, it may be dead on arrival in the Senate.
Well, that's the issue here, is that we've already got the committee approving, you know, according to your report, the border E-Verify bill. Okay, 23-15, that was the margin, which is amazing to me why it wasn't, a bigger number. But 23-15, we'll take that. They're looking, as you say, to, close up some of these loopholes. But, you know, they're just not serious about it. And when we go through all this exercise, and it's amazing, it's almost like you want to just, and I understand they got to, you know, stand on the record and demonstrate to the people that brought them into office that they are doing the people's bidding. And it's the Senate. It's what's going to happen in the Senate, and also the veto power of the President of the United States. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Chris, again, we can't thank you enough for, you know, coming on faithfully every week to give us an update on what's going on here, because, this information is missing from the mainstream media. They don't want to talk about it. We know the White House during their, press hearings, you know, they ignore it. They straight arm. They avoid plausible deniability is the words of the day, which is consistent with the, Beltway speak. You know, they don't want to be honest and forthright about this. They're on a different agenda. But you can see that there is a predicted end and consequence to the agenda that they're on. It is not wholesome, it's not good, and it's not anything that has to do with our U.S. Constitution. Chris Chmielewski, Numbers USA VP. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.